everybody. Thank you for coming and supporting the Alano Club. This is a great turnout. My name is Mary Carroll, and I'm a member, board member of the Alano Club. And I'd like to say good afternoon, everyone. I'm very grateful to have the opportunity to speak on behalf of the Alano Club of Fresno Incorporated. Our mission statement is to provide a safe, alcohol, drug-free environment for alcoholics and addicts while we learn to live life on life's terms. Our purpose is to help the alcoholic addict achieve a sober and clean way of life while becoming a productive member of society. By becoming free of active addiction and returning to society, we achieve our mission and our purpose. The Alano Club of Fresno is a nonprofit 501c3 organization. Between Alcoholics Anonymous and Narcotics Anonymous, the Alano Club rents space for 104 meetings per month. It is important to note that the Alano Club is not affiliated with AA or NA. They are separate entities and must remain separate to conform to our traditions. Most of us come to the Alano Club very broken and weary from a long battle with alcohol, drugs, and the associated lifestyle. Many of us find that this is truly the last house on the block. The Alano Club is a clean and sober environment meant for socialization and recreation while in the recovery process. The Alano Club of Fresno has been in existence for 72 years. Started in 1951, downtown at Tulare and R Street, where it stayed for over 20 years. And I understand it was above a bar, dance bar. In 1971, it moved to its present location where it has been for the last 52 years. The purchasing of the property and building for the club was done by Alcoholics Anonymous members who had vision, passion, and love for sobriety and recovery. Some of the members remortgaged their own homes for the building of this club. I would like to recognize and honor some of those people. Harry and Mary Hansom, who were cotton farmers in Fresno, KB Budd and Nell, who owned a vacuum cleaner shop on Tulare Street, Walt Mariner, construction supervisor, Neil Hart and Charlene, board of directors, Dean Duncan, board of directors, and founder of CAP, Comprehensive Alcohol Addiction Program, and so many others. Both people of influence and people just like us donated their time and money to the building of the club and the maintenance of it. In the early days when the club began, a prospective individual had to sign into the club with their name and sobriety date and wait 90 days to see how their behavior was and their commitment. Then they were boarded into the club by the board of directors. Later on, every member's name, address, and phone number was in a box in the office, like a Rolodex. A 30-day guest pass was given by a club sponsor member. Then after 30 days of continuous sobriety, that person became a member. At one time, we had over 400 members. No one person owns the Alano Club. It is owned by its members. The Alano Club dues are $10 a month, $100 a year, or $1,000 for a lifetime membership. The vision of those founding fathers is the same as it was for our current board and membership, to keep the doors open for the newcomer. And the way we do this is by paying dues and getting involved. Our current membership has dwindled. We encourage all who come to the club to support the club. Many, many 12-step fellowships and groups got their start at the Alano Club. Please come and join us. We need you, and hopefully you need us. And I would just like to say on a personal note what the Alano Club has meant to me as a member. I came to Fresno in 1991, And I first came to the ODAT Club, and then I migrated over to the Alano Club, where I found a safe place to be. And as was, I was just reminded, from that gate to here, in that time I was here until I left that gate, I was in a safe place. I didn't have to worry about what was going on the outside. I didn't have to worry about what was so much about what was in my head. But I had a safe place where I could come and recover from my disease. And I was able to find a new way to live, and I was able to become a productive member of society. I've watched the Alano Club struggle. I'm on the board of directors, and I was on the board of directors another time, and it was an interesting ride. And being on the board of directors is very interesting because it carries a lot of responsibility. There's a lot of behind-the-scenes action that takes place and a lot of dedicated people. And I'd like to recognize the board of directors who are here. Christine, Mark, where's Mark? Mark D. And there are five other members who I don't see here today, but they are working behind the scenes. Mickey, I'm sorry, Mickey. Mickey, I didn't see you. There have been times when the Alano Club has been on really, really thin ice. At one point, the Alano Club was being threatened. If we didn't pay our EDD and employment taxes, the IRS was going to bolt and lock the gate. And it became necessary for one other member and myself to go down to the IRS and negotiate and take out a loan and keep the gates open for the newcomers and for us as well. Any board member would have done that. And the Alano Club paid the bank back, and it pays its debts. The Alano Club, like I said earlier, is owned by its members, and the board of directors oversees the day-in and day-out activities of it, and Christine and Mickey are a huge part of that. With Christine as treasurer and Mickey as our kitchen manager and Mark as our president. I just want to say that it takes a lot of work to run this place, and it's very fulfilling. To be able to be up here and represent the Alano Club is truly an honor for me, and I want to thank you all for coming again, and I'll keep coming back.